Now, lockdown has been an incredibly difficult time for all of us, hasn't it? But for stroke survivors who have aphasia, it can be even more isolating and lonely. A stroke happens every 5 minutes in the UK, and around a third of stroke survivors will have aphasia, according to the Stroke Association. It can affect a person's ability to speak, to read and to write, and even their ability to understand speech and use numbers. We heard from reporter Vicky Carter earlier. She shared her story about her mum having aphasia and how it affects her. A survey by the Stroke Association also found that 70% of stroke survivors have felt more depressed and anxious during the pandemic. Earlier as well, I spoke to Nikki Cuff, who had a stroke in 2019 and has aphasia, as well as Rosemary Townsend, who's the Director of Service at Discover, a charity which offers specialist support for those with aphasia. Nikki started by talking about how things have been during the pandemic.
To be honest, the lockdown has not been good. You know, it's with obviously with the stroke situation, which with us as well. It's a bit more of an isolation, but it's helped us a lot. We've been now with Zoom now with Discover people, and it's very nice for us because it, you know, together, you know, we can understand each other in the same situation.
Yes, so, absolutely. Yes.
So obviously, it's been you know, the sessions. It's really definitely it's helped us an awful lot. So which is very good. Otherwise, before without our Zoom sessions, we would have been really lonely, to be honest.
Yes. Especially yeah. During lockdown, it is, as you say, a really isolating time for many people. Did you start to notice a difference in your speech during lockdown?
Yes. Obviously, I think now I'm much better now. When we started, first of all, I was quite a bit nervous, I suppose you would say. But now it's much better, and it's helped me a lot.
How has it changed during lockdown? Were there things before lockdown that you really enjoyed doing that you can't do now?
Yes, I mean now, we can just about now we can go out, I suppose. It's going to start, we'll get better. Now, you know, I guess we can go out now to, you know, the hairdressers and beauticians and things like this.
So that helps to make a difference.
Yes. Because obviously for me, I have a problem with if I speak more than one person. But then, you know, with so many people, I lose it a little bit, unfortunately. So when, for example, if I go to the hairdresser, one person is talking to me, it's better. It's much better.
I'll just bring Rosemary in here as well. Rosemary, can you tell us a bit more about how aphasia affects a stroke survivor?
Well, perhaps I can first start by explaining what aphasia is, because the statistics suggest that 9 out of 10 of your listeners won't know what it is. They won't have heard of aphasia. So this is a good opportunity to sort of get the word out there, really. Aphasia is caused by damage to the language processing parts of the brain. And that damage is most often caused by stroke, but can be caused by other neurological problems as well. And depending on the location of the damage and the extent of the damage, aphasia may be mild or severe, and it may affect different aspects of communication. So with Nikki's situation, her particular difficulty is not so much in getting the words out and constructing a sentence, but in processing what she hears. And, you know, this is a big challenge for Nikki to be listening to you over the phone.
Yeah,
and that is the problem.
But Nikki, I just want to say, I really appreciate you coming on and talking. As Rosemary said, you know, this is a difficult, it's a challenge for you. But thank you. And, you know, we really appreciate you taking the time. You were saying you're doing speech and language sessions online.
Yeah.
How is that going?
It does help a lot, yes, other people. are very nice, and I suppose that we're in the same information, we're in the same situation, so it's easy for us together, because we know we have the same problems, which is very different to somebody outside. People outside, they don't understand us.
Yes.
If you understand what I mean.
Yes. Absolutely, so yes, I do understand.
It helps us a lot. I can't wait until we've been doing the Zoom, which has been great, and we can't all of us talk about, we can't wait now that we can actually, you know, see the people. We can sit at a table together and, you know, see each other. It would be great.
That's definitely something to look forward to. Rosemary, yeah. Can you tell us a bit more about the online sessions that Nikki has been doing and just what an impact they can have?
Yes, absolutely. So aphasia can improve with speech language therapy is an important part of the treatment for aphasia. But many people live with aphasia long term. And when therapy's finished, often people are in a situation where they feel completely isolated, often quite depressed. Their identity, you know, their very identity has really been affected, and they're looking for long-term support. So that's what Discover does. Discover is a charity that's led by speech and language therapists, and we provide targeted therapy sessions in groups. So Nikki, when she talks about meeting up, she's meeting up with people who are like her. Mm. We have groups of people who are in a similar position, who have similar difficulties. And we aim to build people's confidence, build their self-esteem, and develop communication strategies. So when you know your aphasia better, you know, you're in a better position to know what to do before you go into a situation, for example, to give yourself the best chance of success.
This is a really interesting interview for me, Rosemary, because this is the first time that I have spoken to somebody with aphasia, and I'm very conscious that I want to be able to phrase my question in the right way. You know, I'm very conscious of that. Have you got any advice or tips for somebody who hasn't got aphasia to be able to communicate better, for someone like Nikki to be able to really understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're obviously a professional communicator as well. You know, what we all need to be doing is to be more aware of this thing called aphasia, which, as I said, people don't generally know about, and to adopt quite simple tactics, which often involve giving people extra time, giving people respect, obviously, because aphasia is a language problem. It's not an intellectual disability. So, you know, Nikki might take longer to understand, but that's because of the language problem. It's not because she doesn't understand concepts. Mm. Perhaps considering a bit more about what you're going to say, editing down, simplifying what you're going to say, and just taking time to perhaps look at one concept, one topic at a time.
And finally, just how important, in your opinion, Rosemary, is it to have a community like Discover? We've been going through a lockdown where people like Nikki haven't been able to go out and socialise in the same way, which might be able to help with their speech ability. So to have this community, you know, how key is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've personally been involved as a therapist at Discover for nearly 20 years, and I would always knew how important it was as a community for people. But in this last year, that's really become even more apparent because, you know, as we know, people have become more isolated. Mm-hmm. There's been a survey by the Stroke Association which showed that 70% of people with aphasia are feeling more isolated during the COVID crisis. And back in March last year, we didn't even really stop to think about whether we were going to carry on connecting with our members. We knew we should and needed to, and we quickly established what we call Discover at Home, which is our Zoom service, and it's really surpassed all our expectations. It's been a real boon, and it's working well. That's not to say we can't wait to get back to face to face.
Yes,
as we said, that's really the ultimate goal. Mm.
Nikki, how important is Discover to you?
It's very, very important for us, yeah. As I say, when I started from the beginning, I've just had my stroke now for 2 years. At the beginning, I couldn't speech at all. I couldn't speech at all. So now I'm 2 years, I've moved up a lot, which with the Zoom has helped us a lot. With the Discover people, in, as I say, the same situation, so which is really helpful, and it makes us feel better. And we're all of us as well. When we started the year, some of us, we can speech talk now together more now. Before we were very slow about talking, you know, but now we can talk more together.
Nikki Cuff there, who had a stroke in 2019 and has aphasia. Also Rosemary Townsend, the Director of Service at Discover, talking about aphasia. Thank you so much for your messages. We had one in from Chris, who says, my wife has a form of aphasia through her Alzheimer's. She's 63. It's distressing for her and the family. My thoughts are with all sufferers.